it's enhanced good or bad at certain situations for different reasons. There's a pretty high expectation, I think, at West Ham and what they are and what they want to be and what they've been in the past, even somewhat. I actually have a lot of respect for all the managers, as you know, and Slav and I, I find him good company whenever I spoke to him. He'll be making sense of what he needs to do with his group. The one thing for sure is they're still a good side. I've seen them obviously this season. I look at the individuals they've got. They can be effective if they have to play. They can be effective, particularly if Carroll's fit and well. They can be effective by playing longer and stronger. Certainly a force to be reckoned with. Certainly another team we've got to be on our toes with, and that is the Premier League. There's no let-ups. There's no easy rides. It's always tough, and we have to be prepared for that, which we will be.
Is the impact of a lot of speculation and a lot of talk in the media that perhaps it doesn't have that much impact on the people involved? Do you think Slaven Bilic having a couple of weeks of people talking about him will approach this any differently to if he'd have been having this game 3 weeks ago?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that probably Slaven will have a view on. I don't know. Each to their own. One of the masters, it seems to me, obviously a lot older and wiser than both me and Slaven, is Arsene Wenger. He gets questioned a lot heavily over the last couple of three seasons, and he just seems to be calmness personified often with the media, with what his belief in his team is. Different managers deal with it in different ways. Some from experience, some from just their. Some can just be, the type of person you are. It's different ways of dealing with what it is to be a football manager. But we all know good news and bad news can shift pretty quickly. So I think we're all aware of that. And it's kind of, I always think, enjoying the good times but not getting carried away with it. And then not overthinking the bad times and not getting too low with it. And I think somewhere in the middle is about right.
And in terms of good times, yourselves, the way you've started up there in sixth place in the league, is there a degree of pride about that, or can you not afford to think about that?
No, of course there's pride. There has to be pride because it's a good marker for a club like Burnley, and I'm coming up 5 years, and from where we were to where we are, there has to be pride in that journey, I think. On the other hand, there can't be it can't be taken as a given. We understand that. There's a lot of work to be done. Every week's a challenge. Every home and away, a lot's made of that. But every game you play, we have to be focused on. So there is pride in it. It is somewhat temporary pride, good or bad, by the way. I'm not saying that that means that we're going to go lower. I'm not saying we're going to go higher. All I'm saying is football is temporary. It's a results business. Each time that result comes in, it changes. So, but at the minute, we're in a good shape as a club, not just as a team. Long may that continue, but there's lots of hard work to still be done.
I think it's five league games since you last lost one. You've had this little run going. Is that something that is on the players' mind? Do they take that with a sort of sense of personal pride that they want to carry it on and go on a bit of a run and keep going?
I don't think they literally think of it like that. Maybe, the odd comment with between each other, let's keep the run going, etc., etc. But it's not a literal thing. It's just like anything, you want to keep winning. If you can't win, you get a point. And if you can't get either, then you're looking for a performance level, because over time that performance level will pay you back some way or another. But it's not a literal thing, no.